was home for summer vacation from college. Actually, summer vacation hadn't started yet. I had just cut out early. Who needs to take final exams anyway? It was just a bunch of bourgeois hogwash, as far as I was concerned. I was working on my master's in advanced basket weaving, but I knew all the basics, so I figured I could just fake my way through any job interview I did. That is, if I decided to actually try and get a job. It was much easier living off my allowance rather than actually working for a living. So, since my parents weren't expecting me to arrive today, I decided I would just sneak into the house and take a snooze in my old room, and then surprise the living shit out of them when I woke up around dinner time. Except, I couldn't get into the house. The door was locked. That's strange, I thought to myself. Mommy never locks the front door. Maybe the back door is unlocked. So I crept around back, making sure none of the neighbors saw me, and tried the back door, too. Fuck. No luck. Time for plan B. And that meant shimmying up the tree just outside my bedroom window. There was a big limb that almost leaned against the balcony by my bedroom, and I used to be able to sneak in and out of the house that way, late at night, without my parents knowing. Piece of cake. Except, I've grown some since high school. My hips had widened out, and my little double-A cup breasts had grown into big double-D cup huge tits. I had what they used to call an hourglass figure, otherwise known as being built like a brick shithouse. I used to mind that I had such a voluptuous figure because of all the boys at school used to want to touch me and feel me and rub against me and try and get their hands underneath my shirt so they could touch my tits and suck my nipples and figure my cunt and stick their big poles up there and make a big mess. I was getting to be a problem, but with all the unwanted attention. So I solved it in my own little cute way. I stopped using deodorant. That way, if a boy got too fresh with me, all I had to do was raise my arm and stick my armpit in his face, and he usually fainted dead away, and I was able to escape his clutches. Brilliant. But I digress. So there I was, far out on a limb, trying to reach for the balcony railing, when I heard this groan. Then I heard it again. It was coming from my parents' room, but I thought, that's strange. I didn't think anybody was home. So, once I made the landing, I crept further along the balcony until I was just outside my parents' bedroom. Then I heard that groan again, kind of like a moaning sound. So I crept up to the window, being as quiet as I could, and peered through the wooden blinds, which had been slightly left open to allow the morning sun to shine through. I heard the sound again, and then I was able to make out my mother laying on top of the bed, all naked, in the middle of the day. And then I heard another sound. It was a laugh, a male laugh, really deep and dirty. And it wasn't my father's voice either. It was our neighbor, Sam, who was a big black guy, an ex-military. He must have been at least 6 feet 6 inches tall and weighed about 250 pounds, all muscle. And he was naked, too. Then I heard my mother moan again. Oh, my God, yes. Do it to me again. Oh, just like that. Oh, you know just exactly what I like, Sam. What I need. What only you can give me. Sam was on top of my mother and plowing his big black fuckstick inside her hairy cunt. I could see his big black balls bouncing against her raised up ass as he pounded her really good. My mother's legs were spread wide so as to accommodate his huge body in between her thighs, and I could see his ass pumping up and down as he fucked her. He was talking dirty to my mother. You like this big black cock inside you, baby? Huh? You like getting fucked by my big black snake? Snake? What was he talking about? And then he pulled out of her, and I saw his cock for the first time. It had to be at least 14 inches long, all big and dark and swollen and hard and slimy looking. That must have been from the bottle of lube I could see on the nightstand. Then I heard Sam say, "What would your white hubby think of his whore of a wife if he could see you now, all laid out and stretched wide open before me, begging for my cock? You want me to put it inside you again, baby? Huh? Then all you gotta do is just say the word. Beg me, bitch. Beg me to stick my big black cock inside your wet, juicy cunt again. Beg me to fuck you." Then he leaned down and placed his big dark lips against one of my mother's big nipples and started sucking it into his mouth, first flicking it with his big long tongue, making it all engorged, and then sucking it deep into his mouth. All the while my mother, my saint of a mother, was clutching her other tit and mauling it and squeezing it and fondling it and pinching her other nipple. Her hands were on his head, holding it tight against her naked bosom, and I could see his cock. He had laid it on top of her belly. It was so long that it reached from her clit all the way up to her belly button, and he was squirming his ass around and grinding that monster against her wet gash and her clit all the time he was sucking her tit. I could hear Mother say, "Oh, Sam, you know, just what I want, just what I need. Oh, you know just how I like to get fucked, Sam. How much I want your big black cock fucking inside me, deep inside my wet, juicy cunt. I don't get this wet for my husband, you know. Only for you, Sam. Please, stick your cock back inside me and fuck me deep. I want to come. I want to come so bad. I want to come on your big black cock. I need to come. It's been so long for me. My husband doesn't make me come. He can't. He's too busy and he comes home late. And he never has time for me. Only you, Sam. Only you can make me come." And then Sam raised his head from her tit and reached over onto the nightstand to grab his phone. And he started taking pictures of my mother, all spread out naked and lewd and needy on the bed. Then he laid his cock on her belly and took a pic of that, showing how deep his cock would go inside her cunt when he stuck it back in. Then he took his cock and rubbed it up and down her gash, getting it all wet, and laid the head just at the entrance to her fuck hole and took a pic right before he pushed his prick back inside her balls deep. Then he took another picture. Then he said, "I'm taking these pics so you don't forget who your cunt belongs to, baby. Your cunt is mine, and I'm going to fuck you whenever and wherever I want from now on." And my mother just nodded her head and agreed to anything he said. Then he pulled his cock out and climbed up on top of my mother's chest, straddling her upper body, and told her to push her big tits together. He was going to tit fuck her. And then he laid his big dong between my mother's big fat plump tits, and she used her tits to make a tunnel, completely enclosing his big cock. And he started pumping his hips and moving his ass as he fucked his big cock in between her tits. But his cock was so long that the head was exposed, and he made sure that every time he pushed through that he touched it against her chin, then against her lips. And then he said, "Open your mouth, baby, so you can suck me as I tit fuck you." And my mother opened her mouth for this man who was not her husband. "Wider," he said, and her lips were straining to open her mouth wide enough so as to get the tip of his cock inside. Just the tip. I don't think her mouth was big enough to get the whole thing inside, but I was wrong, because just then Sam scooted his ass further up my mother's prone body and reached over and grabbed her head, sinking his big fingers into her curly blonde hair, and lifted her head up so he could fuck her mouth and her tits at the same time. He said, "That's it, baby. Open your mouth wide for Uncle Sam here. You ever been deep-throated, baby? Your husband ever fuck your mouth, baby, like I'm doing? He ever stick his big cock inside your mouth and make you suck him? He ever stick his cock down your throat like this?" And then he gave one big shove, and I could see his cock disappear my mother's mouth and down her throat. My mother, she wasn't doing much talking. She couldn't. She had a hard enough time
just laying there and breathing. Oh, that thing shoved all the way up inside her mouth and down her throat, a coughing and a gagging and a choking and the tears running down her cheeks as Sam kept pushing his cock deep inside her mouth. And then he pulled out, let her catch her breath and breathe again, and rubbed his wet, messy cock all over my mother's pretty face. It was covered with pre-cum and drool. He rubbed it against her eyes and against her forehead and against her nose and against her lips and against the seam of her lips, like he was painting her lips with lipstick. And then he got her face all messy and dirty and wet. And all the time my mother was mewling, "Please, Sam, please stick your big cock inside me again. Please fuck me deep." So Sam crawled down between her spread thighs again and rubbed his big cock all around her gash. And then he rammed that big fuck stick inside my mother and started plowing her cunt with it. I was fascinated watching that big prick go deep inside my mother. I couldn't see how she could take it, but she did. I couldn't take my eyes away. And then I heard my mother scream out, "I'm coming, Sam! I'm coming! I'm coming on your blood bag pole! Come inside me! I need to feel you shoot your jizz inside me!" And then I heard Sam grunting and moaning her name and saying as how he was going to come and asking her where she wanted it, and she said inside her. And then I heard him roar and moan her name, and I saw his big, huge balls contract again and again as he shot a big, huge load of cum deep inside my mother. There was so much cum that it started overflowing and squirting out of her every time he squirted a new load in. And then he just laid there on top of my mother, his big black body on top of her smaller white one, with her white legs clasped around his black ass and the small of his back, like she would never let him go. Well, I'd seen enough. Actually, more than enough. I couldn't go back inside the house now to my old room. They would hear me. And even if they didn't hear me, my mother would know I must have been spying on them when I eventually surprised her at dinner. So I snuck back to the tree limb and shimmied my way down the trunk. And I just started walking, not even knowing where I was going or which direction. Just kind of walking in a daze, thinking about what I had just witnessed, wondering if my father knew that my mother was fucking the neighbor, wondering if he could smell Sam's jizz on the bed sheets when he went to bed at night, lying beside his wife, wondering if he knew her cunt was filled with another man's jizz, a black man's cum. It was all too much for me to think about. And so, after a couple of hours, I found myself down by the docks. It was getting late, and a lot of dock workers were getting off work and going inside the various taverns and pubs they had down there to get a bite to eat and a knock down a few beers or whatnot. I decided that I could do with something to eat, too, since it had been a long time since breakfast. And so I went inside one of the bars. It was dark inside, them not wasting much money on electricity. And it was so smoky, too, from cigarette and cigar smoke, pipe tobacco, too, and something else, something kind of sweet. I knew that smell. I smelled it all the time in the dorm. It was pot, weed, Mary Jane. Somehow, I had entered into a pot house, and while waiting to get served, I was breathing deep with the pungent air. Pretty soon, it was getting to me, and I felt my head fall forward and hit the table. Then I knew nothing. I must have passed out, because when I woke up again, it was fully dark outside, with just a little bit of light coming in from the window. I was in some kind of a room, a small room, and lying on top of a four-poster bed, and I was spread-eagled. My hands and arms were stretched and bound to the upper bedpost, and my feet and legs were spread and bound to the lower post. They must have used some kind of scarves to bind me, because I wasn't feeling the heavy, scratchy roughness of rope. It was pitch black inside the room, with just a little ray of light from an outside street lamp shining through the open window. There was a scarf tied around my head and over my mouth, in effect gagging me so I couldn't speak out. I was scared, but at the same time, I was still a little hungover from breathing all the pot smoke downstairs. I don't know how much time had elapsed, but then I heard footsteps outside the door, and a female voice said,
I recognized her straight away. I knew you would want to be told she was down here, so I slipped a Mickey in her drink and dragged her up here to wait for you. I remembered how you said your daughter was so beautiful and how you had lusted after her for years, ever since she started growing up. Well, seeing as how she is full grown now, I figured you might want to take advantage of the situation here. So I got her all nice and tied up for you. And afterwards, who's to know where she disappeared to? We got ships sailing out every night, and it's not that unusual for a girl to get shanghaied and disappear. So, what do you say? Is it worth the $1,000 I charged you just to be able to see your daughter all tied up and spread-eagled and naked, just waiting for some man to come in and fuck her? What? I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Good thing I didn't drink all of that derby grog that I had ordered, because otherwise I would not have known what was happening. The door opened. A little bit of light came in from the hallway, not enough to see the stranger's face as he entered the room. I struggled, trying to work the gag out of my mouth, but to no avail. I tried to call out, but all I could make was a gurgling sound. And then I saw the man enter the room and walk over to the chair by the window, where he proceeded to take off his clothes. First he removed his hat, then he undid his cufflinks, then he removed his tie, unbuttoned his shirt, and took it off, laying everything he took off on the chair. Then I heard him unbuckle his belt. And then, the scariest sound of all to any woman, I heard him unzip his pants. I saw him reach inside and pull his cock out and start stroking it. Even before he had fully taken his pants all the way off and his boxers, he kicked his brown loafers off next and finished undressing. Then he started moving towards the bed where I was lying, just waiting. All the time he was stroking his cock, he walked over to the top of the bed and whispered, "I hear you've been a busy girl today, sneaking home, spying on your mother and her friend, running away, disappearing down here on the docks. I would have had a hard time finding you if I didn't have such a network of spies and informers around town, always looking out for my interests and reaping their rewards when they find me something interesting like you here, all alone and helpless. You've grown into a fine young woman, but let's see just how fine of a young woman you are." Then he stopped stroking his big cock and reached both hands over to grab my blouse and rip it open. Just like I thought, you got nice, big, fat tits, Annie, just like your mother's. I wonder how they taste. And then my father leaned over and put his mouth and lips onto my right nipple and started flicking it with his tongue. Oh my God, it felt so good. Sniffing the weed had made me horny, and I was still relaxed from the Mickey the bartender slipped me, so I didn't care that it was my own father sucking my big fat nipple into his mouth and sucking it. I just knew that it felt good, really good, and flashes of Sam fucking my mother flew through my mind. I started moaning, so my father pulled the gag off and said, "Tell me what you want, Annie. Tell me if you want me to continue. If you want me to continue sucking your big fat tits. If you want me to put my hands on your body and fondle you and caress you. Tell me if you want me to rub my big fat cock all over your body. Tell me if you want me to suck on it. Tell me if you want your father to fuck you with it." I was horny and needy, and I said the only thing I could say, "Yes, Daddy, please. I
need a cock so bad inside me. Ever since I saw Sam fuck my mother with his big cock, I've needed to feel a cock inside me, too. Fucking me, too. And, Daddy, I want it to be your cock inside me. Fucking me. Please, Daddy. Please fuck me.
I will, my little darling. But first you have to earn it. You have to taste it. You have to get to know my cock. You have to worship it. So here, open your mouth, little girl, and take your daddy's big, hard cock inside. That's the way, baby. Suck your daddy's cock. Lick the pre-comb. Taste what I have for you. Just a little bit further, baby. Open your mouth just a little bit further, baby, and take more of your daddy's cock inside your mouth, honey. Yeah, just like that. Do you like feeling your daddy's cock inside your little mouth, huh, little girl? You'll always be my baby, even though you're a full-grown woman now, with a woman's needs. Here, let me slip a finger down here between your legs, and let's just see how wet you are for your daddy while you suck me some more. Just like what I thought. Your fuckhole is sloppy wet, needing a man's cock inside you. And that's just what you're gonna get, baby girl. Your daddy's cock. Right there. But first, I want you to do something for me. Something I've dreamed about for years, all the time you were growing up. I've dreamed of sticking my cock inside your little mouth and down your throat. That's it, sweetheart. Gag on it. Gag on your daddy's dick. Choke on it, baby. I love feeling you choke on my big, thick cock. I love feeling it as I force it down your little throat. Yeah, baby, that's the way. Gag on your daddy's dick. Moan for me, baby. Let me fuck your throat. Nothing feels better to a man than having his little girl suck his cock and throat fuck her. But I don't want to come just yet. Not before I fuck you. So I'm going to pull my cock out of your mouth now. And turn around. And here, lick my balls, baby. And my ass. Lick my ass. Will I eat your cunt? Your mother won't lick my ass, sweetheart, but you will. That's it. Now stick your little tongue up there and lick my asshole. Now make a point of your tongue and stick your tongue just as far as you can inside my asshole. I think you're ready for it now. You're wet enough, and I'm certainly hard enough. And And then I felt my father crawl down my body to get between my spread thighs, which are still bound to the bedpost, as well as my arms, and he gripped his cock in his right hand and rubbed the tip up and down my wet gash, getting his head and shaft all wet with my juices, knowing that it would have to be well lubed for him to fuck me. I loved the feeling of his tip tickling my clit, and I was bucking my hips up to him as well as I could, and then I felt it, the head of his cock at the entrance to my fuckhole. And then, with a grunt, he was in, just the head, but he pushed a little bit more, then pulled out. Then his head was at my entrance again, and he pushed in. And this time he was able to go further. Then he pulled out again. I was so frustrated. I wanted to feel his big cock inside me all the way, but he just teased me. And then he did it again. His cock at my entrance, then pushing in, and then a big push. And he rammed his big, fat, thick, swollen cock all the way inside me. It felt glorious, getting my cunt tunnel filled up with my father's fuckstick. I loved my daddy so much, and I loved his cock, too, plowing into me, pounding into me, again and again, feeling his big cock go up inside me, past my cervix, and all the way to touching my womb. His cock was so big, it had to be at least 9 inches long, and I loved feeling the power of his cock, the firmness, the thrusting, the thickness, the pounding. Over and over and over again, he rammed his big prick into me until I thought it would burst. I reached out and started fingering my clit with one hand, and with my other hand, I was squeezing a tit, pinching the nipple, and then my daddy said, "Cross your arms. Hold your big fat tits together while I fuck you. I want to see them jiggle. I want to see them shake. I want to see them bounce as I plow your cunt." And so I did. I cupped my tits and I held them up for him to see, making them look bigger and fuller, shaking them for him and pulling one close to my mouth so I could suck my nipple for him, his eyes glued to my tits as he sank his cock deeper and deeper inside me, his thumb rubbing my clit as he fucked me. And then he said he was going to come. "Where do you want it, baby girl? Where do you want your daddy's cum? You want it in your cunt or in your tits or in your mouth? Hurry up and decide, because I'm so close." And so I quickly screamed out, "Come in my cunt, Daddy, please!" And then I felt it. Its prick got bigger and bigger and more swollen and pushed inside, further inside me. And then I felt him spurt, load after load of spunk. Daddy spunk deep inside me. And then I remembered, "Fuck, Daddy, it's my fertile time!"